please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
33rd.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!
And welcome to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. I am your host, Marquee Davis, coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. Now, it is Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. I want you guys to go ahead, and if you haven't already, go out, get your free pancake or three pancakes from IHOP. Go and get your slider and your small drink from Chili's. Go to Applebee's and get a small entree from Four List of Entrees. They jack us up on Veterans Day. They give us some of the crappiest stuff. You know, it's funny. I see a lot of people that go on Facebook and say things like, I'm not trying to get free stuff because I'm a veteran. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get free stuff because I'm a veteran. I want more free stuff. Give me more free stuff. The Army didn't give me anything free. Except for a haircut. Nope. I paid for my haircut. Yep, I remember the Eagle Star card. I had to pay for my own haircut when I went to basic training. And then they threw out all of the stuff that I brought with me to basic training. And I had to buy everything all over again. Flip-flops, shoes, towels, everything that I brought with me to basic training, I had to buy over. So, happy Veterans Day. So, this show today is going to be about the boycotts. Yes. All of these random boycotts that come up because someone famous tweets something about someone that we admire or they said something wrong about a particular brand of something that we like. And so now we're going to boycott either the actor or we're going to boycott the product in which the actor or actress endorses. This came from Yahoo. I was reading this story about Mila Kunis, Jim Beam. We've all seen the Mila Kunis ads on TV, the Jim Beam commercials where she's like, you know, got a hot iron and she's branding a barrel of Jim Beam. And she's like, Jim Beam is so good. I love Jim Beam. I mean, I can't do a Mila Kunis impersonation. I'm sorry, but that's the best it's going to get. So, Mila Kunis did a protest of Mike Pence's anti-abortion stance, and it left a bitter taste in people's mouth. She went on Facebook and she said something about Mike Pence. And then people started going, oh, I will not buy Jim Beam until they get rid of Mila Kunis. I find abortion reprehensible, and whether you agree or not, it should not be taken lightly. She needs to go. Hashtag boycott Beam. What is wrong with America nowadays that people can't have an opinion on something without you getting upset and wanting to boycott them? Let's look at President Trump, for example. There are 51 retailers that are being asked to be boycotted at grabyourwallet.org. Yes, you can go there, grabyourwallet.org. They have an entire list of retailers, Macy's, Bed Bath & Beyond, because they carry Ivanka Trump items, a diaper bag. So we should protest the entire company because they carry diaper bags made by Ivanka Trump. L.L. Bean, Bloomingdale's, Zappos, Amazon, and Whole Foods. Gosh darn it. I wanted to go to Whole Foods this weekend because they have some really good food over there in the hot food area. And their carrot cakes are delicious at Whole Foods. Hudson Bay, TJ Maxx. Really? Who shopped at TJ Maxx? Lord & Taylor, Dillard's. I thought Dillard's was going out of business. And, you know, the usual Trump hotels, his wineries, his golf courses, which a lot of us don't even go to begin with. So, this is ridiculous, people. Burlington Coat Factory. Really? Burlington? Overstock.com. Ross. The list just keeps going. This is stupid. NASCAR. Boycotting NASCAR. Because they say, you could tell this list was made by a bunch of liberals. And I have nothing against liberals, people. Understand, I have nothing against liberals. I have nothing against conservatives. I have nothing against independent people at all. Just sometimes you have to tone it down. Okay, let's stop with all of this boycotting of crap because we disagree with something that someone stands for. We got butt hurt because the Trump won the election. So now we are going to boycott anything that his family makes money off of. He's a billionaire. He got that way for a reason. Okay? He didn't just sit on his butt and boycott stuff. No, he actually did something. I know. We can all go back and say that, hey, if I was given $1 million loan or advance from my parents, that I'll be able to be a billionaire today as well. Some of you would not. Some of you do not even have the knowledge to tie your own shoes in the morning. Hate to say it, but it's the truth. You don't. But you do have the knowledge to go on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, Snapchat, or wherever you do your social medias. And you go on there and you have the most visceral opinion on something. Let's talk about this Mueller investigation. I've been reading some comments on that, on the stories that's been posted online. People are just so evil and hateful when they come to typing on a keyboard. You know, I tell you, what's the old saying? You know, I don't know the old saying. I can't remember. Whatever. Move on from the old saying. But you got a soul tough behind a keyboard. We have a couple of you here in the DV Nation. Yes, we do. You act so big and bad behind your keyboards and calling for boycotts and you kick this person's butt or you kick that person's butt, but you've never even been in an actual fist fight in your entire life. You've never had someone just slap the taste out of your mouth because you decided you wanted to run it for no apparent reason. But when you get behind a keyboard and have a little sip of an adult beverage, you become the toughest man on earth, the toughest woman on earth. You know everything. You are a scientist. You understand the whole entire North Korea situation, and you know exactly what President Trump should do. But because President Trump didn't do it the way you wanted to do it, guess what? Now I'm going to boycott his golf courses. I've never been to one of President Trump's golf courses, but I'm going to boycott his golf course because that just seems like the right thing to do. Get over yourself, people. Get over yourself. Let's look at it this way. Most of the people who are boycotting Jim Beam probably don't even drink Jim Beam. Most of the people who are probably boycotting Donald Trump's golf courses probably don't even own a set of golf clubs. But you're boycotting it because you think that's the right thing to do. You think that you have some power. You think your measly $15 is going to stop this company from producing its products. It's not. Look at the NFL. Everyone was going on a tangent because they were so upset that the flag was being disrespected and they were boycotting the NFL. And guess what, people? The NFL kept trucking. They're still making billions of dollars. Every time you guys went and burnt a jersey, guess what's going to happen? Your team is going to make a playoff appearance or something like that. Then you're going to get so excited, you're going to go buy a new jersey. So you just kind of messed up the whole boycott situation. I won't watch another episode of the NFL. I don't care how good the Cowboys is this year. Guess what? The Cowboys don't care if you watch them. Their stadium is going to be filled regardless. It is. Look here in Atlanta. We have the Atlanta Falcons. Last year went to the Super Bowl and laid an egg, all right? But their stadium, the brand new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, is completely filled every Sunday. Down here in the deep south, well, we love our cotton-picking, barrel-riding hay people, and we are, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just saying stuff now. But still, the American-loving south still fills the NFL stadiums here in Atlanta, Georgia. TV ratings are around the same, maybe a little lower, but it's not astronomical to actually show any difference in viewership. I promise you this year the Super Bowl will be watched by millions of Americans just like it always is every year. Regardless of who's playing at halftime, regardless of which teams are playing, the NFL will continue to make billions of dollars regardless of your stupid boycott. Jim Beam is going to make millions of dollars regardless of your stupid boycott. Donald Trump is still going to make millions upon millions of dollars and his family regardless of your boycott. Right now, I can tell you right now, I'm boycotting anything Donald Trump. You want to know why? Because I've never bought anything Donald Trump. I've never bought anything Ivanka Trump. I haven't. It's not nothing that I would buy. I don't even go to half of the stores that they sell Trump stuff at. So why are we sitting here putting out on social media that we're going to boycott something and do this and that when you don't even purchase the product to begin with? Let that sink in, DVs, veterans, and everyone else who's listening. Hopefully NPR. Hello, NPR. Welcome to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on WDVR. The first 10 minutes of the show have been increasingly loud, and I do apologize for that. As I adjust my sweater vest and my bow tie, I will sit. Oh, man. You know what? Today... it's just a wonderful day. I mean, it's a great day to be alive. But we continue to allow small things to block the real perception of what's going on in America. Okay? We have a mountain collapsing in North Korea because they keep wanting to test their nuclear bombs on the ground. We have Donald Trump over in China. We have... I don't know what else is going on. We had a terror attack in New York this week. Well, last week, you know. There's things like that that is going on. We had a church shooting in Houston of a veteran. What was the Air Force? An Air Force veteran went and shot up a church. But yet and still, you guys want to go on to social media and talk about Mila Kunis's approach to abortion and how she doesn't agree with Mike Pence's approach to abortion. So let's boycott the product that she is endorsing. I mean, really, who buys products because someone endorsed it? I've never seen someone say, you know, oh, I love Jell-O pudding pops because I am a huge fan of Bill Cosby. No one has ever said that. I mean, not to my knowledge. I hope no one's ever said that. You know, it is celebrity endorsements probably worked back in the 60s. Oh, look at that, you know. Who's somebody from the 60s? I don't know. Tina Turner. I don't know. Somebody from... oh, that celebrity from the 60s has endorsed that line of clothing. I'm going to wear that line of clothing. It's funny because every year during the red carpet events of the Oscars or the Grammys or, you know, what's the one for Broadway? The Tony Awards. They... ask these celebrities, so what are you wearing today? And you know, they always say, oh, I'm wearing Dolce and Gabbana. It was a $17 million outfit with $13 million earrings. Who's buying that? And then you get the cheap Chinese knockoff of the dress, and it doesn't fit the woman correctly, and it just doesn't look right. And then next thing you know, she's mad because she's like, I don't look like Jennifer Aniston in this, honey. Do I look like Jennifer Aniston in this, honey? No, you don't look like Jennifer Aniston. You look like the well I married 10 years ago in a small dress. Oh, okay. On that note, what will happen is we will go to a quick commercial break here on the Marquee Dirty 30. And when we come back, let's talk some Veteran Day deals. Let's do that. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. Let's talk about it some more. And let's just see you guys' opinion on Veteran Day giveaways. You have been listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on WDVR. Stay tuned after the break.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
Welcome welcome back to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. Let's go through this real quick. I want you guys to follow me on Facebook at DV Marquee. Follow me on Twitter at Marquee A. Davis 1. On not Instagram. I don't have an Instagram. Well, I do have an Instagram. I don't use it because it's stupid. Gmail. Email the show at LimaCharlieRadioShow@gmail.com. Now, let's talk about these Veteran Day discount sales and deals and free meals, everybody. So, let's see what Applebee's is going to give you. Veterans and active duty military can select a free meal from a limited menu on Veterans Day, provided proof of service required. Now, I've done this. I've went to Applebee's, and the meal isn't that great. I mean it's a good meal, you know. It's just not one of the normal size meals you would expect from Applebee's if you paid money. Let's go down to, Buffalo Wild Wings. You get free wings if you are a veteran all day long on Saturday, November 11th. Veterans and active duty military who dine in at their local B-dubs can receive a free one small order of traditional or boneless wings and a side of fries at participating U.S. locations only. So that means that you can go in there and get about four pieces of wings and a small fry. You can make a day of this. If you just go to each one of these locations all day long, you can get you a really good meal. Let's see, what else they got here? Chili's. All veterans and active duty military personnel can choose a complimentary meal from a select menu on Veterans Day 2017. Now, everybody, let's remember last year what happened, okay? Last year, remember that was a big news story about a veteran who had his meal taken away? I don't remember where was that. Was it Applebee's? Let's look it up real quick. Meal taken away. We're just going to do a quick Google search here. Veterans Day meals taken away. Nothing came. Oh, no, there you go. Chili's removed a Cedar Hill. A Cedar Hill manager took a man's free meal away in Dallas. That was Chili's. Yeah, Chili's. Go figure. Chuck E. Cheese, a thank you service for members of past and present on Veterans Day, November 11th. Chuck E. Cheese will be offering one free personal pizza to all active and retired military personnel at participating stores nationwide. I might actually go to Chuck E. Cheese. Has some really good food. They've improved their food. It's really, really good. Circle K, you can get a free Polar Pop. Let's see, CC's Pizza, free pizza buffet. At CC's, Cracker Barrel, receive a complimentary double chocolate fudge Coca-Cola cake dessert. Oh, wow. I'm getting hungry. Dunkin' Donuts. You get a free donut at Dunkin' Donuts tomorrow, people. Oh, man. Famous Dave's. Free two meat combo. Oh, wow. I'm getting excited here, people. You should be, too. Oh, man. If you haven't done this today, you need to go out right now. Hooters, you get a free meal at Hooters. Let's go, Huddle House. You get a free order of sweet cakes at Huddle House. Houlihan's, you receive a free entree at Houlihan's. You get a car. You get a car. Everybody gets a car. Oh. I'm sorry, everybody. I went Oprah on you. I'm sorry. Never go full Oprah. Never go full Oprah. Longhorns, you get a free appetizer or dessert. No purchase required. No restrictions to anyone with proof of military service. In addition, you get 10% off of the party's bill. Wow. It's actually a lot of stuff going on this year. I remember it was certain years, man. You would go onto this site, and you would go down, and you'd be like, man, there's nothing here. They are not giving veterans anything this year. Wow. Texas Roadhouse. You get a free special veterans lunch menu, including a beverage inside. What else, man? White Castle. You can receive a free breakfast combo or castle combo meal 1-6. That's actually pretty good. White Castle, wow. I don't see anything else. Monday, they got stuff for Monday too, people. If you live near a hometown buffet, an Old Country buffet, or Ryan's, you get to eat for free at those three establishments on Monday. Golden Corral, you can sit in a thank you dinner for military veterans and retirees from 5 to 9 at Golden Corral's. Even Tuesday, Country Cooking is giving you a free meal if you stay near a Country Cooking. And the entire month of November, Eaton Park. I don't know where that's at. I've never heard of it. But they are giving you a 10% discount for the entire month of November. So there you have it, people. That's some of the veterans, they discounts and sales and deals and free meals that you can get tomorrow, or today, November 11th, and tomorrow, November the 12th. Make sure you go to Google, Bing, Yahoo, wherever you do your internet searches at. Or if you're just old and don't do internet searches, just stay at the house. Who cares? But if you do internet searches, just type in Veteran Day Meal, take a look and see what is offered in your area, and go enjoy the festivities of Veterans Day. I myself will be at the house because it's just another day for me, really. I mean, I'm a veteran, but whatever. All right, so we've gotten past that. Let's see, what can we talk about next? The internet really hasn't done anything fun for me lately. I haven't really seen any stories that really piqued my interest or that I thought would be great to bring to you guys. Yes, I forgot about this. So we're going to talk a little bit of politics here, people. We're going to talk a little politics here, people. So brace yourself. Brace yourself. Okay, are we braced? Are we in our hover rounds with our belts on? Our seat belts are on in our hover rounds as we sit around the house. So, in Alabama, Roy Moore has been accused of sexual misconduct with four women. And honest to God, all of these people that are coming out being accused of raping someone or being accused of being raped is starting. I don't want to say it's starting to be overkill because it's not. It really isn't. These kind of people need to be exposed to the huge audience that we have now with social media and the way the media is impacting the world. These people who have for years sexually attacked someone should be exposed and should be, you know, in jail, plain and simple. There isn't a reason why you should sexually assault anyone. I mean, let's be real here. You can always go pay someone to have sex with you. Honest to God. Craigslist, all of these apps, Tinder, you can just swipe right on somebody, or you can just go down to your local Quick Trip and go behind it. And I'm pretty sure there's a prostitute behind there somewhere. I mean, let's just be real here, people. If you got $5 in your pocket, you might can get $5 worth of something. I'm just going to be God honest truth here. There's no reason that we should have all of these sexual abuse allegations or all these people coming out trying to apologize as quickly as possible. Look at Kevin Spacey. All right, Kevin Spacey apologized for something that he did inappropriately to a, 14-year-old. He tried to sexually assault him, and then he apologized. But in his apology, he came out as being a homosexual. And so then he had the whole LGBTQNRCASPDR!!! Come against him and say, hey, you know, glad you finally came out as being gay, but hey, you know, we don't support, you know, child abusers, pedophiles, you know, it's a little touchy there. We don't do that. But also it's, hey, you know, you reap what you sow. Kevin Spacey has now been taken off House of Cards, all the money in the world, the show that he was supposed to be a part of, took him off of that. It's just a sad, sad day. You know, when only thing we're seeing in the headlines is about child abuse or sexual molestation, sexual abuse of some of these really popular stars, you know. Let's see. Another story here that we should talk about is an airman. An ex-airman is sentenced to life. The first time he ever met his child, 4-year-old son, he killed him. He killed him. He got sentenced to life in jail for murdering the 4-year-old son he had just met. Another veteran making a stupid decision. Now, I'm not going to lump and say all veterans are this way, but you know, someone in the media, someone in a comment section, someone in a forum is going to say, see, this is why veterans shouldn't be allowed to have guns. See, this is why veterans shouldn't be allowed to have any type of civil rights after they leave the military, because they don't know anything but military life. Look at the Texas church shooter. He was in the Air Force as well. What is up with all these Air Force people? You don't even know how to shoot. I don't think I've ever, I think I've seen a couple Air Force people with M16s when I was deployed in Anaconda, but they didn't know how to even sling them properly. They didn't even know how to they didn't even know how to stack their weapons. Oh man. Okay, let's move on from that. But again, you know, why, I'm gonna say this, why is greater help not given? Because obviously this is a mental issue. I mean, no one of their right mind would think, oh, snap, I have a 4-year-old. Let me go kill him. I mean, no one would think that. Regardless of if he deployed or not, you know, there are various levels of traumatic brain injuries and post-traumatic stress syndrome and disorder. There are different elements and different stages of it. That, you know, he was an airman, but there are a lot of airmen who suffer from these diseases. Please, Marines and Army personnel, please do not just come to me and say that it's just you guys who got hit with IEDs. It's just you guys who got hit with RKG-3s and were in firefights. There are a number of airmen and a number of Navy personnel that have been in those type of situations as well. That's just, I'm just clearing the air here for anyone who was not of the services who are listening, okay? I'm just clearing the air here to let you know that. Yes, airmen and sailors do go out on patrols. They do get hit with mortars, and they do encounter. I'll say it again. They do encounter attacks and things of that nature. You know, us Marines and us Army personnel, soldiers, we do make fun of the other branches because we just believe as though they, you know, are nobody. But still, this is a serious situation. You know, we have two incidents within about this story really doesn't tell me anything. I mean, the story just pretty much says a former airman was sentenced on Monday in Colorado to life in prison for the murder of his 4-year-old son, whom he had only recently met. Doesn't tell me a date or anything, so I'm just going to assume it happened this year. So we have two incidents this year. Right now, one was a horrific mass shooting of a lot of people in a church, and one is the murder of a innocent 4-year-old child by two veterans. Let that sink in. So, what are they going to do in order to help fix this situation? I don't know. I don't know if they're going to veterans with mental issues or help try to diagnose those mental issues. Going to start to try and bite to some of these issues. I don't know. I couldn't tell you that. Certain these things need to be addressed. And not just by us, the veteran community, or us, the humans here in America, you know, but it needs to be addressed by the politicians, needs to be addressed by our local representatives, things of that nature. So, with that, I would love to hear your opinions on any of this. You can email me at LimaCharlieRadioShow@gmail.com. You can follow me on Facebook at DV Marquee. You can tweet me at MarqueeADavis1. I try to respond within the hour. So, you know, please interact with the show. And with that being said, you have been listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. I am your host, Marquee Davis. And coming up next is Barracks Talk. Barracks Talk. Thank you for listening to the show and have a wonderful night.